No, I have not spoke with her. That's a decision that will be made by Senator-elect Joni Ernst, but I did give her a big hug after the election, told her congratulations and how proud I was of the campaign that she won, that she ran.
Statutorily, is there enough time to have her step down, hold a special election, have somebody installed before the start?
Yep. There's a process that's already in place. It's very well laid out. Same thing happened when I was elected as the lieutenant governor with Governor Branstad. We had a process in place. The governor will announce the date for the special election, and there's parameters within the Iowa code that he will abide by to set that date. He'll do that when he gets back from vacation. Or it starts with Senator Ernst resigning, so that has to be that's the first thing that needs to take place, and then there's a process that's in place that the governor will implement. You know, we had a very narrow pathway to a majority in the Iowa State Senate. This was a more difficult year, 2012. We had more seats open, so we had a very narrow pathway to taking back the majority. I think probably we needed to have more seats in play. But we'll continue to do what we did over the last 4 years, and that's work with both a Republican-controlled House and a Democratic-controlled Senate. We are going to put Iowans first and Iowa first. We're going to look for legislation where we can build consensus and continue to do what we talked about all across Iowa when we were running for the opportunity to serve Iowans, and that's to continue to build Iowa's future. You know, I think the governor's been very consistent in what he said regarding funding for the infrastructure in the state of Iowa, roads and bridges. We know that that's extremely important for Iowa's economy, that we have the money to sustain Iowa's roads and bridges. It can't be just raising the gas tax. I don't think that's a sustainable measure. We know that that's a declining revenue source. We need to look at a multitude of issues, and that's what the governor's talked about. That's one of the reasons that he had Paul Trambino put together a whole host of options. They were severable. They could operate in isolation or put several of them together. Paul traveled the state extensively, met with various groups, with Iowans. We've had a great discussion in the legislature last year. It has to be a bipartisan effort. We need both Democrats and Republicans working together to figure out a method in which that we can sustain the infrastructure in the state of Iowa, and it needs to be a long-term solution. I think another option that we have with the Senate, with a Republican-controlled Senate and House, at the federal level, we had the Congress passed several measures for long-term road funding at the federal level that didn't even get debated in the Senate. So hopefully they can look at a long-term solution at the federal level. We can work with both parties at the state level and look for a hybrid, several options that we can put together that does what we need it to do, and that's to improve the infrastructure in the state of Iowa. Well, you know, I'm really, really proud of Joni. She was a state senator and came out of nowhere and just worked extensively, meeting with Iowans, talking to Iowans, talking about her vision for representing Iowans at the federal level. You know, we're over 50% of the population, so it's exciting to have a female representing us. But Joni ran on the issues. Joni ran by taking the Iowa way to Washington, D.C. She talked about being an integral part of reducing taxes and regulations, growing the economy, attracting quality careers to Iowa, to really balancing the budget, not spending more than you're taking in, and really protecting Iowans and this nation. And so she had a very clear message. She talked about what she had done in the Iowa State Senate. She talked about serving her state and her country. She talked about serving as a local county government official. And she talked about taking the Iowa way to Washington, D.C., a problem solver, working with the Congress and the president to get this country back on track. So I'm really proud of what she's done. I thought she ran a great campaign, and Iowans agreed.
What
Well, you make a difference. You get in there and you serve Iowans. She's a great public servant. She's demonstrated great leadership, not only at the local level but at the state level, as well as serving her state and her country. You run on a vision. You run on what you've done, but then you run on your vision for the future. I think that she did a great job of traveling the state and meeting with Iowans. We do that every year. We go to all 99 countries. It is extremely important to be accessible, to be out in the state, to talking to Iowans, to listening to Iowans, and that's exactly what she did. She went to all 99 counties. She talked about her vision for the state. She talked about taking the Iowa way to Washington, D.C. She asked for their vote and their support, and they resoundingly agreed with her message. Well, I think it's always encouraging to see strong, articulate, bright women running for office. But, you know, whether that's serving on a school board, working for a nonprofit, being involved in your community, there's a lot of women out there that are already doing that, strong business women owners. We see that. So, you know, it's great for young women to be able to see bright, articulate, strong leaders, whether it's a women or a male. But it's encouraging for them, I think, to see a strong leader that they can see themselves in and emulate. Well, this is what I'm focused on. We just got through an election. We are really proud of what we've been able to do over the last 4 years. We put together a very focused agenda over 5 years, growing the economy, attracting quality careers, getting Iowans the skills that they need to be successful, restoring excellence in education, and trying to be the healthiest state in the nation. We said over and over as we traveled to all 99 counties that we're just getting started. We're excited about what we've done, but we're very optimistic about Iowa's future. I'm really fortunate. Governor Branstad, when he asked me to run, he said we're going to run as a team and we're going to serve as a team, and we've done that. And he's an outstanding leader for this state, and I am proud to be able to work with him and really continue to move Iowa in the right direction. I am thinking about getting the state to, you know, helping the state continue to grow and keep Iowa moving in the right direction. That really is what we're focused on. We talked a lot about that. I believe in it. You know, I've seen firsthand in a relatively short period of time with the split legislature, you can get the state's financial house back in order, making tough decisions, making the decisions that needed to be made, and then you lay out a very focused but aggressive agenda. And if you stay focused on that, bring two parties together, talk about what's best for Iowa, what's best for Iowans, you really can accomplish a lot in a short period of time. And that's exciting to be a part of that, to see that happen. And we want to continue building Iowa's future. So we're not done. We're just getting started, and we're excited about the opportunity. Well, I think that's been one of the biggest outcomes, actually, of the Governor's STEM Advisory Council, and that is bringing education and business and industry together. They operated somewhat in silos, and to have business and industry really be a part, working with educators, helping them see what they need in a workforce, providing opportunities not only for teachers to do externships at various business and industries, but also giving Iowa students an opportunity to do an internship at Kemen or at Principal or at wherever, at any business and industry. It really gives them the opportunity to see what that workforce looks like, to start to apply some of the skills that they're learning at school, and it helps them, I think, make decisions on their future and what they want to do moving forward. Thank you.